From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young, along with Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And we have breaking news right now out of Ferguson, Missouri, where St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger has issued a state of emergency effective immediately. Now, this comes after last night's violence in Ferguson. Police say a young man was shot and critically wounded after he opened fire on undercover police officers. He remains in critical condition. The AP reports that young man's father says he was unarmed and running from two groups who'd begun shooting at each other. As the community was marking the year anniversary of the shooting death of Michael Brown by a police officer, a march that was peaceful until late last night when this violence broke out. Joining us now from St. Louis Public Radio is Jason Rosenbaum. And Jason, this is so interesting to us because earlier today we spoke with DJ Boogie D, who said most people thought last night's shooting was people who wanted to cause trouble. It did not have to do with the march or complaints about police use of force. Now, this state of emergency, first of all, what does that mean?
Well, a state of emergency from a St. Louis County level allows the county executive to issue orders to the county police department. Without getting too much in the weeds, the county executive doesn't have a lot of day-to-day control over the police department. It's run by an independent board. And when he calls a state of emergency, he can issue orders for the police department. And in this case, he has ordered the police chief, John Belmar, to take over the operation of the police emergency management in the city of Ferguson. So basically, the county police will be in charge of monitoring protests at night or during the day when they arise.
Well, we're reading that an NAACP official, board member John Gaskin, is giving a lot of credit to St. Louis County's police chief John Belmar for distinguishing last night between the activists who were marching respectfully to commemorate a death and those who went off track and turned violent. In fact, he called them criminals. He distinguished between the two and getting credit for that. But we also know that this is a police department that, you know, had a Department of Justice review and changed leadership because of that scathing review. So
actually, yeah. I need to correct
for
a second.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the Ferguson Police Department, and the county police department
yes.
did not have a DOJ report on it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. I'm referring to the Ferguson Police Department
as
having had a scathing review from the Department of Justice, and it changed leadership as a consequence. So draw those of us from outside the area up to date. What has been going on between – have there been tensions between the Ferguson Police Department and the county?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I will say and just echo your point that during the day, it really was, you know, a march and a gathering without much incident. And it really was kind of spreading a relatively positive message stemming from the anniversary of Michael Brown's death. And obviously, this shooting that happened at night really changed the mood and the focus of the anniversary of Brown's death. You know, this sort of thing has happened before where there was something that happened during the day that was trying to put forward a unified or positive message toward something, and then it just gets shattered by violence that mm-hmm. happens during some of these night protests. And as John Gaskin mentioned, and that many people inside and outside the protest community stress all the time, you know, the vast, vast majority of people who have come out and have risen to demonstrate over Michael Brown's death, they're eminently peaceful. They may be boisterous in their opinions, but the vast majority of them are not violent. It's just sometimes during these protests, for whatever reason, reasons that we can only speculate about, there are these confrontations between people that lead to gunfire and, you know, this situation with the county police department's shooting this 18-year-old is one of those things, again, that overshadows what happened during the day.
Right. Well, what has been happening today, though? Because, again, we spoke to someone earlier who said that he didn't think that people were going to react to this shooting last night. Again, the young man in critical condition, not killed by police shots. But he didn't think there was going to be reaction to it the way there was a year ago. And yet we're hearing that protesters are being arrested.
Yeah. And that actually, this was an expected part of the Brown anniversary. Activists had called for acts of civil disobedience on Monday. And had this shooting not occurred, that might have been the focus of today. And in the past, activists have shut down streets. They've kind of protested in front of government buildings. They've even gone into big box stores like Walmart and protested there. And this, what we're seeing right now, was kind of expected. It was planned, but they weren't going to reveal exactly what they were doing. And one of the consequences of civil disobedience sometimes is people get arrested during this. So this part of the Brown anniversary was expected. And, you know, just what happened last night, I mean, you can never predict or expect these types of things. But again, it's become the predominant focus of the one-year anniversary of Michael Brown's death.
And to be clear, we just have a few seconds, Jason, but the plainclothes policemen who were in a van who said they were fired on first and they fired back, were they from Ferguson or the county?
The county, St. Louis County Police Department. They were not from Ferguson.
And yet the county is taking over in emergency procedures.
Yes, they are. So that is going to be a question I'm going to ask the county executive right after I get off the line with you.
Yep.
And it'll be a question a lot of people will want to answer.
Thank you. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum. Thanks.